This is a story of how the government of the United Kingdom decided to attack an Arab nation. Of how, afraid its oil supplies were under threat, it embarked on a strategy of regime change. Of how Britain deliberately bypassed the United Nations. And of how a British Prime Minister led the nation to war based on suspect intelligence. But this isn't Iraq 2003. This is Egypt, 1956. These are British paratroopers fighting on the orders of British Prime Minister Anthony Eden. He has gambled on a war in a desperate bid to destroy Egypt's new young president, Gamal Abdel Nasser.
I'm utterly convinced that the action we have taken is right.
This is a war over who will run this Egyptian waterway, the Suez Canal, and the vital oil supplies which are transported through it. Suez is a crisis which will push the world to the brink of nuclear catastrophe.
At that moment, I did think this is really going to be the Third World War.
In Britain, we know Suez is a war based on a Prime Minister's lie, a lie which destroys him.
MI6 sexed up their intelligence.
But seen from the other side, Suez is a story of how a small, poor Arab country defended itself against the Western world and won.
People will defend their country, they will defend their land.
July the 26th, 1956. It is a warm evening as Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser prepares to address his people. His country is in ferment. Only 7 days before, the young president had suffered a humiliating blow when the West sabotaged his key plan to lift Egypt out of poverty. Now, 200,000 people gather to hear their president's response. But unknown to the crowd, 30 people stationed on the banks of the Suez Canal are listening for a password, a Frenchman's name hidden in Nasser's speech.
Have their radio on to follow the speech, waiting for the password, de lesseps.
When they hear this word, their president has told them to storm the offices of the Suez Canal Company. As jubilant Egyptians celebrate, Nasser heads to a movie theater to relax. He doesn't know that in London, Anthony Eden has already decided to have him killed. Egypt, cradle of ancient civilizations, and in the post-war era, strategically the most valuable country in the Arab world. Thanks to this, the Suez Canal, which carries oil to the economies of the West. The company that runs the canal is largely owned by Egypt's old colonial masters, Britain and France, and is staffed by Europeans.
We consider the Suez Canal Company is a country inside our country, a state inside our state.
Egypt sees virtually nothing of the tens of millions of dollars the canal earns each year. Feelings of resentment are growing.
Imagine somebody, a foreigner in your country, and he gives you nothing. He takes everything and gives you nothing. Is that justice?
In February 1955, Egypt's young president Gamal Abdel Nasser meets British Prime Minister Anthony Eden for the first time. The two men dislike one another from the start.
The impression of President Nasser about Anthony Eden was that he was a small churcher and not, committed with imposing the British point of view on the other side.
For Eden, Egypt remains part of Britain's sphere of influence in the Middle East. Although nominally independent since 1922, Egyptian kings have dutifully done what British prime ministers have told them to do.
Eden lived in the legend of the empire, but the world was different.
Eden didn't realize the change in the balance of power.
Anthony Eden is every inch the Conservative Prime Minister. Educated at Eton and Oxford, he was Foreign Secretary during the war and is Winston Churchill's hand-picked successor. But in Nasser, Eden encounters a new kind of Arab leader. He is part of a new generation of Egyptians determined to secure real independence for their country.
القضاء على الاستعمار عدم الانحياز التعايش السلمي الايجابي.
Nasser is one of a group of officers who had overthrown the playboy King Farouk in 1952. 2 years later, Nasser had shown Britain that Egypt would not be pushed around. An aggressive guerrilla campaign forces the British to evacuate 88,000 soldiers from the biggest base in the world, on the banks of the Suez Canal.
At that time, what was most important is real independence and to get free, really free, by evacuating the troops.